天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。亲爱的朋友，要是末世来临的时候，你有什么最想做的事呢？是抓紧花钱尽情享受呢，还是趁着余下的时间赶紧为主做工呢？是四处游玩呢，还是传福音给更多的人呢？今天麦克牧师将和我们听众朋友分享耶稣给我们的一条命令，我们应该做什么准备来迎接耶稣基督的再来，并且耶稣快要再来的这个事实对我们的生活会有什么影响？让我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We're glad that you have tuned into this broadcast.
很高兴你能再次收听这个节目。
And today I want to talk to you about one of the commands of Jesus.
今天我要和你谈一谈耶稣给我们的一条命令。
But before I get to this, I want to remind you of the fact that it is always good to be thinking about the imminence of the return of Christ.
在谈这个话题之前，我想提出一个事实，我们应该随时准备迎接耶稣基督再来。
But ultimately, what really matters is how the imminent return of Christ motivates us in life.
因此，最重要的问题是，耶稣快要再来这事实，对我们的生活会产生什么影响呢？
Does the fact that Jesus is coming back to take the believers to heaven motivate us to work for Jesus now?
耶稣快要再来接相信他的人到天上去的事实，会不会促使我们赶紧为主做工呢？
Does the fact of Jesus' return motivate us to be faithful and stay busy working for God?
耶稣快要再来的事实，会不会激励我们殷勤忠心地服侍神呢？
Or does the imminent return of Christ cause us to sit down and do nothing?
还是因为耶稣快要回来，我们就可以无所事事地等着他呢？
That is the question that has occupied the minds of believers for 2,000 years.
这个问题2000多年以来一直困惑着信徒。
History is full of examples of both groups.
从历史上看，持有这两种思想的大有人在。
Those who were compelled by the imminent return of Christ to work diligently.
有些人因耶稣快来而殷勤做工。
They used every God-given opportunity.
他们抓紧神赐给他们的每一个机会。
And those who did nothing.
而另外一些人却什么都不做。
In Luke 19:13, Jesus gave us a clear mandate to occupy till he comes.
路加福音19:13节那里，耶稣清楚地说要做生意，只等他回来。
To occupy means to be busy.
这里做生意就是忙碌的意思。
In other words, do business till I come.
也就是要殷勤做工，直到我来。
Or work hard till I come.
或者说努力做工直到我来。
Or give my work your full attention till I come.
也可以说忠于职守直到我来。
But let me tell you what Luke 19 says.
现在让我说说路加福音19章的内容。
Jesus was telling a story.
耶稣给门徒讲了一个故事。
Listen to the story from Luke 19.
就记载在路加福音19章。
He said, A man of noble birth went to have himself appointed king and then return.
耶稣说，有一个贵族往远方去，要接受王位，然后回来。
So he called 10 of his servants, and he gave them 10 minas.
于是他叫了十个仆人来，交给他们十锭银子。
That was about 3 months' wages.
这些银子相当于三个月的工资。
Put this money to work, Jesus said, until I come back.
耶稣说，把这些钱拿去做生意，直到我回来。
Or you can say, invest this money until I return.
意思就是要他们把这些钱拿去投资，直到主人回来。
The rest of the story goes like this.
故事后来的情形是这样的。
Many of the citizens revolted against the king and were taken into judgment.
有些人民起来反对国王，后来都受到审判。
But for those who had received the money or the believers,
但对那些拿到银子的人，也就是指基督徒，
some of them worked hard and invested the money wisely.
有些人殷勤做工，很有智慧地投资银子。
But some of them did not invest wisely.
但也有些人并没有好好利用他们的本钱。
And while the story does not tell us about all of the 10 servants, but only 3,
故事没有告诉我们那十个仆人全部的光景，只讲了其中三个人的情形。
Those 3 are enough to tell us what Jesus wants us to know.
但这三个人已经足能表达耶稣这个比喻的意思了。
What does Jesus want us to know?
那么耶稣是要告诉我们什么呢？
That these 3 represent the only 2 possible categories of Christians.
这三个人代表了两大类的基督徒。
Those who occupied themselves with God's work.
一种是为神尽忠做工的人。
And those who did not.
另一种是不做工的人。
Those who worked hard for the Lord.
一种人为神辛勤做工。
And those who did not.
而另一种人则玩忽职守。
Those who took advantage of the opportunities that God gave them.
一种人充分利用神所赐的每一个机会。
And those who did not.
另一种人什么都不做。
Those who were faithful and those who were not.
一种人忠心耿耿，另一种人则毫不可靠。
Those who have given themselves and those who did not.
一种人尽他们的所能，另一种人闲懒不做工。
Those who served God with all of their heart and those who did not.
一种人尽心地服侍主，另一种人则轻忽随便。
So the first servant returned 100% on the investment.
因此第一个仆人赚了十倍的钱回来。
The second servant
第二个仆人
brought 50% return.
赚了五倍回来。
The third servant returned only the principal amount and no interest whatsoever.
而第三个仆人根本没有投资，甚至连利息都没有赚到。
My listening friends, listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
In heaven, there are only 2 categories of Christians.
在天国里只有两种基督徒。
There will be rewards for those faithful servants.
一种是因忠心而得奖赏的仆人。
And then there will be those who will just barely make it to heaven.
而另一种是仅仅得救的人。
Listen to what Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3:11.
请听保罗在哥林多前书3:11所说的话。
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
It means that everyone who will make it to heaven,
意思就是说，凡是能进天国的人，
will make it on the foundation of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that's all.
都是建基于耶稣基督死而复活的事实上，此外别无根基。
No one will get to heaven by good works.
没有人可以靠善行进入天国。
No one will get to heaven by keeping some holy days.
没有人可以靠做礼拜进入天国。
No one will get to heaven by keeping some rules.
也没有人可以靠遵守律法进入天国。
No.
没有。
The basis on which you get to heaven is your salvation through Jesus Christ.
只有借着耶稣基督的救恩，人才能够进入天国。
But when you get to heaven,
但是在你进入天国之后，
your reward will be based on the level of your faithfulness.
你的奖赏就要根据你是否忠心来决定了。
Your reward will be based on the level of your service.
你的奖赏要基于你服事的程度。
Your reward will be based on the level of your sacrificial giving to the work of the gospel.
你的奖赏是根据你为福音奉献了多少。
Listen to verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 3.
请听哥林多前书三章十二节。
If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light.
若有人用金、银、宝石、草木、禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。
It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
What is God's word saying to us?
神说这话的意思是什么呢？
It is saying that if you have not taken the opportunities that God has given you to serve the living God,
就是说假如你没有把握神给予你的机会尽忠侍奉他，
You will miss out on your reward.
你就会失去奖赏。
Those who do nothing with their Christian faith,
对于那些闲懒不结果子的信徒来说，
On that last day, all they will have to show for their Christian life is the smoke of smoldering hay.
到主来的时候，他们的工程要像一堆干草一样被烧掉。
Jesus did not say, "Just go to church till I come."
耶稣并没有讲，加入教会直到我来。
Jesus did not say, "Do a lot of talking till I come."
耶稣也没有说高谈阔论直到我来。
Jesus did not say, "Hold hands and sing hymns and do nothing till I come."
耶稣也没有说在教会里说说唱唱等着我回来。
Jesus did not say, fight among yourselves till I come.
耶稣没有说你们彼此争斗直到我来。
Jesus did not say, debate the finer issues of doctrine till I come.
耶稣没有说为了某种观点而争论不休直到我来。
No, he did not say any of that.
完全不是这样的。他没有这样教导过我们。
He said, occupy till I come.
他乃是说尽忠做工直到我来。
Do business till I come.
努力经营直到我来。
Work diligently till I come.
殷勤服事直到我来。
Be faithful in your use of gifts till I come.
忠心使用所给你的恩赐直到我来。
Share the blessings I have given you till I come.
分享我所赏赐的福分直到我来。
Tell others about me till I come.
忠心传福音直到我来。
Serve others till I come.
服侍他人直到我来。
Take advantage of the opportunities I have given you till I come.
好好把握每一个机会直到我来。
Jesus said, give, and it will be given to you.
耶稣说，付出的就必有收获。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢?
It means that God notices your faithfulness and He enlarges your capacity.
意思就是说,神重视你的忠心,并扩充你的境界。
And He increases your responsibilities.
而且他要交托你更重大的责任。
So my listening friend, Jesus said to the man who returned 100% on his investment,
所以我亲爱的朋友，耶稣对那位赚了十倍银子的仆人说
He was appointed over 10 cities.
你可以有权柄管十座城。
and the man who brought 50% return on his investment was appointed over 5 cities.
对那位赚取五倍银子的说，你可以管五座城。
But the poor guy who did not return even a little earnings on his gift lost what he had.
可是那个什么也不做的可怜虫，却连他本来所有的都失去了。
Please listen to verses 23 to 25 of Luke 19.
请听路加福音十九章二十三到二十五节。路加福音第十九章二十三到二十五节。为什么不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候连本带利都可以要回来呢？就对旁边站着的人说，夺过他这一锭来，给那有十锭的。他们说，主啊，他已经有十锭了。
You say, this is not fair.
也许你会说，这不公平吗？
This is not equitable.
这不合理吗？
Oh, not at all, my listening friend.
哦，亲爱的朋友，不必担心。
Jesus said it over and over again.
耶稣一再强调。
Those who are faithful with little will be faithful with much.
在小事上忠心的，在大事上也会忠心。
Once I asked several people this question.
我曾经问过一些人。
What do you think about your heavenly reward?
你认为你天上的赏赐应该是怎样的呢？
I had two types of responses.
有两种回答。
One response was, I seldom think about my heavenly reward.
一种说，我很少想过这个问题。
Another response was, I don't serve the Lord for a reward.
另一种答案是，我并不是为了得奖赏而侍奉主。
The truth is, the Bible tells us to look forward to our reward.
其实，圣经很明确地告诉我们，要期待我们的奖赏。
I am looking for and looking forward to and eagerly expecting my reward.
我很期待，也很想得到我的奖赏。
The Bible tells us about 5 crowns that we may expect for serving the Lord.
圣经告诉我们，服侍神的人可以期待五种冠冕。
I'll tell you more about these 5 crowns in the next message.
在下次信息中，我会和你详细讨论这五种冠冕是什么。
I don't want you to miss it.
希望你不要错过。
Please tune in next time so you can hear this message on the 5 crowns.
盼望你按时后收听，就能够知道是哪五种冠冕。
Because Jesus taught us about the importance of receiving rewards.
因为耶稣教导我们得到这些冠冕的重要性。
Jesus himself taught us to look forward to the reward as we see here in Luke 19.
如果我们看路加福音十九章，就会知道耶稣亲自教导我们要期待获得奖赏。
Listen to Hebrews 6:10 to 12.
请听希伯来书六章十到十二节。
God is not unjust.
因为神并非不公义。
He will not forget your work and the love that you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them.
仅忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。
He wants each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure.
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
My listening friend, I think all of us work hard on our jobs.
亲爱的朋友，在我们的工作中，我们都很努力。
And that's very good.
这非常好。
A student studies hard for a test.
学生为了考出好的成绩而努力学习。
And that's very good.
这也很好。
A mother works hard to see her children do well in life.
母亲尽力管教自己的儿女，使他们将来可以成才。
And that's very good.
这非常好。
A craftsman works hard to master the skills of his trade.
工匠为了熟练掌握技能而刻苦训练。
And that's very good.
这非常的好。
We all want to win in the game of life, right?
我们都希望有成功的人生，对吗？
What Jesus is saying is this.
耶稣的意思是
Work as diligently in my kingdom as you work in your world.
要为天国的事业勤劳，就像你为地上的事业勤劳一样。
Work with that same intensity when it comes to my work as you do for yours.
为我尽忠，就像为你自己的工作尽忠一样。
Jesus said, occupy till I come.
耶稣说，努力做工，直到我来。
Many of you are listening today, probably saying,
听了今天的信息，也许你愿意做出如下的回应。
I want to put away laziness and slothfulness and work diligently for the Lord.
我要丢弃懒散的惰性，殷勤服侍主。
I want to stop being occupied with silly, unproductive arguments and serve my Lord.
我要放弃那些毫无意义的辩论，起来服侍主。
I want to take up the cross and diligently serve and sacrificially give and faithfully work.
我要背起十字架来，殷勤服侍主，走牺牲的道路。
My listening friend, that's exactly the longing of the heart of Jesus.
亲爱的朋友，这正是主的心意。
And he wants to help you be faithful.
他会帮助你忠心的服侍。
Will you ask him?
你愿意这样向他祈求吗？
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。确实，2020年所发生的山火、地震、洪水、瘟疫，真的感觉像是末日来临了。我们大家都做好准备了吗？麦克牧师给我们很好的提醒和劝勉，鼓励我们要尽忠做工，努力经营，殷勤地服侍主，忠心使用神所给我们的恩赐，分享我们所赏赐的福分，努力地传福音，服侍他人，好好把握每一个机会。求主扩张我们的境界，让我们在大事小事上都忠心服侍主。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您来电索取《天路导向》的两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》。我们的电邮地址是导向汉语拼音@良友.net， 请注明《天路导向》小册子便可获得。我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。心以目为
心意无畏惧。